We're back. All right. If you're trying to listen to the stream, I'm just so sorry. And my sincere apologies, but it wasn't working. And by the way, I have just reset a couple of processors and every audio input in this place. And it turns out that the reason the stream wasn't working is I was trying to stream to on a computer that isn't even in this city. All right. Well, see, I'm connected to a lot of things simultaneously, and I don't need to explain any further because it's embarrassing as it is. All right. So 888-876-5593. Oh, John's going to get the best of me later. I can tell. 888-876-5593. And you know what made me think of it? I looked up and I was about to play the first bumper and it wasn't there. It was something completely else. Like, what do you mean it isn't? Then I realized. So, all right. So now, without further ado, you are listening to WGN Radio. And your first bumper stumper, and they all have something in common, is this.
Well, Big John from Mississippi, Big John. Big John from Mississippi, Big John. Well, run dry, Big John from Mississippi, Big John. Big John from Mississippi, Big John. Care what you do, don't care where you roam. Big John's love and bring you right back home. Big John from Mississippi, Big John.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And yes, he's very famous as far as that goes, maybe even infamous. But that's one that maybe you don't know, and I'm kind of counting on that. And it's probably a little early for you to guess on the theme, to say the least. But nonetheless, there's your first bumper, 1955 on RPM. Yes, indeed, the Harry Brothers strike again. All right, so we have Lisa in Dundee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks. How you doing, Raleigh?
I'm never going to live it down. That's how I'm never going to live this down.
John sure did think that was funny. I could hear him laugh.
Right. I mean, I've been sitting here for 20 minutes and saying, well, why? And I didn't realize on that particular screen I was hooked to a computer I have in another city. And so, you know, I'm sending it audio. I know I am. And so meanwhile, you know, I'm resetting limiters and, you know, compellers and all that stuff and redoing the board. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me when I saw that this line of bumpers wasn't on it. I thought, uh-oh.
Well, at least you figured it out and it's very early yet. So.
Yeah, well, that's right. So, yeah. All right. Now I have...
Do you still have some...
Oscars?
Oscar trivia for
I
me?
Do. Absolutely, I
okay,
do.
Good.
And it's easy for you. It wouldn't be for
good.
Me, but it will be for you.
Okay. Hope so.
Yeah, it will be. Which movie did Jack Nicholson win his first Oscar for?
Oh, wow. I want to say... Oh, Jack Nicholson. Now, are you talking about supporting or regular?
Oh, how the hell do I know?
I'll say Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes, absolutely right. One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know what I mean? An Oscar is an Oxter. I got 50 questions here. They might as well be in Braille. All right, so and we'll get through them one by one, but I figured you would get
good.
That one.
I like this category.
All right, good deal. Well, you're a winner.
Okay,
hang on. Don't
you.
Go away. Stay right where you
Have
are.
Have a good week.
You too.
Okay.
All right, so yes, indeed. We'll put... Lisa on hold there, and welcome Jim from Richmond back to WGN Radio. So, Jim, how's it going?
Holly,
how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I wanted to thank you. I got that package on Saturday morning.
All right. Good
and
deal.
Bear was barking, and I didn't know what he was barking about, and I let him outside, and then I started to walk back in the house, and... They threw it right smack in front of the door off to the right.
Good.
And then looking down, I go, did that fall out of the recycle bin? Because it was so small.
Yeah.
And then I bend over and picked it up. And then I brought it in the house after he came in. And then I used the magnifier on the phone and I jumped for joy.
Oh, good. So you saw them all.
Oh, yes. And then later in the day, We went shopping.
Yeah.
And, of course, we went to get walleye at Culver's.
Right.
And when I said, you got to see this when I get home. When we get home, bringing the groceries in. And then I showed it to her. And then she read it to me, and she giggled when she got down to the member of the lunatic fringe.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, so each one is dated with one with your win on that date.
Right, and she was scrolling through them to see it. And then the first thing she says, we got to find something to put this in because they're starting to roll up.
Oh, they will. Yes, I know. I usually put a good book on them. And what it is, the printer, right. The printer unfortunately rolls them. In fact, they're cylindrical when I get them out of the printer. And then I try to flatten them out and all that. And
right.
Yeah, I know.
Right. And I wanted to thank you guys because now I'm a member of the Fringe.
Well, you are.
I no longer have to.
You will also, you will also, by the way, get, we wanted you to get these quickly, but eventually you will actually get something for each win.
Oh, there was two CDs inside the...
That's a start.
right. And then what it was is I don't have a CD player anymore.
Ah.
But there's a CD player in the car I gave my brother.
So they make good coasters.
Right. He's going to be surprised because of his political shows I have to listen to for hours.
Oh, okay, okay.
Put this in.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. All right.
And then I have a question for you because I think I've won enough Big Bang Theory ones. I'm looking for a Mr. Magoo t-shirt. Do you remember the cartoons about that?
Sure.
Right. So my question to you is, at the end of each show, he would say, Magoo, you're... And I can't remember what he used to say. I don't know if he said, Magoo, you're wonderful or whatever. I don't know.
All right.
I was wondering if you or your listeners know what
he
used to
say. That was Jim Backus, and I'm trying to...
Right.
Mr. Magoo, you've done it again, usually, but that's not the end of it. I'll have to look this up, and I will. It's probably,
right.
Probably there.
And then I've got people looking around to find a t-shirt because I sent it to Siri online and she showed me these pictures and I couldn't see the pictures and I don't know where they were from. So
yeah, usually Cafe Press would have them, but let me I'm still looking for this this quote as far as that goes, but it'll hopefully come up, but let's see what I can find out for t-shirts.
I think it's Mr. Magoo, you've done it again. I think what it was.
That's what I said, but I didn't think it was. But yeah, Mr. Magoo, you've done it again, but maybe that is the ending. But that's the only thing
right.
I remembered. There's a number of t-shirts. T Public has them. Then there's one that it's got a Mr. Magoo cartoon on it, and then it says WWMMD. What would Mr. Magoo do? You know, like
right.
yeah. And there's a bunch of them.
I want to wear it into the doctor's office.
Yeah. Well, here's one from Twice the Tease. Have somebody take a look because they've got a ton of
right.
them, and some of them are fairly cheap.
Right. And that's, like I said, I want to walk into the next Wednesday in the eye doctor's office wearing a Mr. Magoo t-shirt.
Oh, that's great. Well, you probably won't get it quite that quickly, but maybe for the visit
right.
after that.
Right. And I thank you for everything.
Absolutely.
And like I said, I am now a member of the Lunatic Fringe.
Yes, you are. You absolutely are, and we're glad to have you.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yes, yes. The Lunatic Fringe has been around for, I don't know, 30 years or so, and maybe 40. But yeah, I hear it more often in other ways. But the big thing that John's been teasing me about many, many years ago, in fact, I think it was on, I don't know, one of those places where I used to be a talking head from time to time till they got rid of me, for obvious reasons. I think calling Hillary a dedicated Marxist might have done it, but whatever. But I ended one of those appearances saying Social Security is what happens when Lenin meets Marx. Not Marx, I'm sorry, when Lenin meets Ponzi. And I said, because it's a Ponzi scheme. And so now it's all over the news. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And there are people coming out of the way. You are way ahead of your time by decades, Raleigh. Well, who knew? All right, yes, when Lenin meets Ponzi. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Kathy. Actually, I think I'm already in commercial breaks because it's close to top of the hour. So with that in mind, hang on, don't go away, and we'll be back right after the news. So Kathy, a first-time caller, it's going to be, I don't know, about 6 minutes, but stay where you are. I want your guess. And we'll get to Mark and Aurora, and you too, if you want to call at 888-876-5593. But you'll hear silence until we're back, and that's what we'll do.
Don't blame nothing he said. No, girl, he's trying to steal you away. And he wants you for himself.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's lying on me. He's not writing the countdown to put something on your mind. So don't believe him. Yes, he did, until I met you. But honey, there is no end, no, 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 to what this cat might do. Just because he's not right, he can't try to put something on your mind. So don't believe him.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. All right, so who is that? What does he have in common with the first thing we played? All right, that was 1964 on Modern. Boy, didn't a year later, 1965 on I think it was on Chess, Who's Cheating Who? Yeah, sounds remarkably similar, but they don't share any other similarities than they kind of sound the same. All right, so writer's credit's totally different and all that, but... So who did Don't Believe Him, 1964 on Modern? All right, Kathy is a first-time caller in West Virginia. Thank you for waiting. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Jolly. How are you?
Better now that you've called. What do you think?
Well, I'm calling in to take a guess on what men do more than women.
Yeah, women are often accused by men of doing this, and so much so it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what?
Checking themselves in the mirror.
I love that answer. It's not right, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was true as well.
I figured it had to be that.
Yeah, no, that's really good. That's really, really good. I wish it was right, but it's not.
Oh, well.
Call me again sometime. I appreciate it.
I'll do that.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, all right. So great to meet Kathy. Now, 888-876-5593. And let's see. We talked to Jim in Richmond. Yeah, about Mr. Magoo. And yeah, I think it was Oh Magoo, you've done it again. But could be wrong about that. I'll look it up later. Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning. It is morning here by now, and I enjoyed meeting Kathy. What a nice voice.
Yes, absolutely.
A little bit of that southern drawl in there.
And yeah.
I want to try the trivia question. I'm wondering if it's fix their hair.
Oh, I like that too. No, it's not.
Okay. So much for that. I don't have any other guesses.
No other guesses, huh? Well, let's see what...
Which is good, because now I can go on to Star Trek trivia.
That's right. You can go on to Star Trek trivia. So let's have a conversation. You'll get it instantly. And that is... got to find it here again. Oh, it's gone. Oh, no, it's gone away, too. And it was a good question because it was so easy. But, yeah, we'll just move on. I think it was a visual, so we'll move on anyway. All right, so... Let's do this. What is the registry number for the Starship Enterprise in the original series?
It's NCC, or no, it's NCC.
You can now. Let's get the other four.
And then 1701.
NCC-1701. You know, I would have been sure that you would have known that. The letter A is later added to the registry number so it could be distinguished from later models.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we'll do it next week.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, yeah, I was sure he'd get that. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. All right, this week's programs for this particular show, tomorrow night and Wednesday night, we have full shows, 3 hours, starting at 10 Central. On Thursday, however, you don't hear me. There is a sports interruption that displaces me entirely. So it's tomorrow and Wednesday. You can talk about whatever you want. But now's the perfect time to play trivia. It's somewhat of an abbreviated show, particularly on the stream, because I was streaming to the wrong computer. All right, it's a long story. But we're all back in action now, and all is well. So the question I've thrown out, women are often accused by men of doing this. So much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? All right, so that's the question I've thrown out. But you don't need it. You can have your own category, as we just prove with Star Trek trivia. And the bumper stumpers, of course, all have a theme. You've heard two of them so far, or maybe only one if you just started listening. But you'll hear three more, and I'll review the theme at the end of this hour because they don't hang around. But if you don't get our question, well, that'll be next week's straggler. So Alex is in Spring Grove. All right, Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Glad you called. What do you think?
I wanted to take a stab at that trivia question. I think men spend more money and do more shopping than women do.
That's really good. It's not right either, but you know, it's probably true. It's just not the answer we're looking for.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for trying. Do it again. All right, so let's see what we have here. Well, we have actually, as I would expect, plenty of lines available for you because it's somewhat of a strange Monday night trivia, all things considered, on this Monday night, the 10th of March, by the way. The next full moon is Friday morning, in case you want to bait it, and that'll be March 14th at 1:54 a.m. So that's kind of nice. It's not all that late. You can probably see it in its glory and splendor. And Mercury in retrograde, official this Saturday, Ides of March, 2:46 a.m., and it'll go direct April 7th. And, of course, we're already in the shadow of the retrograde, as you can hear listening to this show, no doubt. The next new moon is Saturday, March 29th, if you're going to do your prosperity checks. And today is napping day. I'll have to look up to find out what this holiday entails, although I can guess. It's also Mario Day. I'll have to find out who Mario is. Tomorrow, however, has four claim to fames: the Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day, the National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day, oh man, the National Worship of Tools Day, and the National Johnny Appleseed Day. All right. Yeah, mortician. When I was a kid living in Miami Beach for a while, one of the things I used to love to do was crash conventions, you know, because you could. And I saw every manner of everything. But I'll tell you what, without a doubt, the rowdiest group were the funeral directors. No doubt about it. These people knew how to have a good time. And it surprised the heck out of me. As far as eating, the AMA usually had the best food. Yeah, not surprising, but, you know, because the drug companies would sponsor it. So like a standing rib roast while you're talking about Sennecott granules or something. All right, Robert in Stickney, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I want to take a guess at the trivia question.
Okay.
Would that be not parking the car properly?
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, boy, isn't that all of us? Yes, no, it's not that. Although, that's an equal opportunity thing, I think. Who the hell parallel parks anywhere? Well, I guess if you're living in a city, you do that more often, but I avoid it like the plague.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, nice try, though. Yeah. Thanks, appreciate it, Robert.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Yeah, it is a nice try, but yeah. I remember that taking my test in the dark ages of my first driving test, and we had to do it back then on a manual. It was a three-speed, I think it was three on the tree, as I recall, but they didn't care, a manual. And somehow I managed to parallel park. Now I couldn't do that in automatic. Forget about it. Yeah, well, cars have gotten bigger. So what can I tell you? All right, so we're going to do lyrics from The Sound of Music. And, of course, you can have lyrics from anything you want, by the way, like a year of pop or soul music or something like that. We'll come up with a lyric for you. You can have charts if you want it, or advertising, whatever. Whatever's on your mind, we got it. Or you can try to answer my question, or maybe you will try to answer the bumper stumper that's coming up next on WGN Radio. Hey, Wayne. I'm Raleigh James. And who is that? Yes, a fine song, 1963. Not going to give you a label because that would help you too much with the theme. Right, I know what you're saying. I need help with the theme. All right, we'll review the theme at the end of the night if you don't get it. But in the meantime, if you don't get our question, that will become our straggler for next week. And that's, women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? And so there's our question. And if you don't like our question, you don't know our bumpers, you can have your own category. And we prove that every week. And we're about to do it now with Fran and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Fran.
Well, hello, Raleigh. Well, now, should I do the bumper or should we go ahead and do the lyric?
Oh, I don't know. You will know the bumper. We can save the lyrics for next time if you want.
Okay. Is it the I Catch?
No. That's nice, though.
No?
No. It is a female vocalist. And by the way,
it sounds so much like, because I was thinking of I'm Blue when I was hearing
right.
that. I was thinking it sounded a lot like I'm Blue. So.
Well, I will tell you that the artist was an original Iquette.
Okay, so at least there's a connection.
Oh, there's a connection, yes.
I'm not totally out in left field.
No, absolutely right. And she was from St. Louis, so that's where she would have, where they started the Iquette. The Iquettes as far as that goes. But she was also a backing vocalist for Stevie Wonder and Barbara Streisand and Joe Cocker and the Rolling Stones. And she started...
Interesting, I'll be listening.
She starred in a
reality
TV series, which of course I've never seen, called Welcome to Sweetie Pies.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah. Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. Yeah, but she was
I know nothing about reality shows. I watch old shows.
she was a typical St. Louis singer, and she and a couple of girlfriends started a doo-wop singing group, the Cordettes, bad name considering, and so they had to quickly change it.
Yeah.
They became the Rhythmettes, and they'd go to all the talent shows, and a local singer kind of adopted them, Art Lassiter, so they became the Arlettes, and it was Lassiter who helped get them into the Iquettes, so that was the deal on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the only other thing, I've got one guess, and it's probably wrong, but it's it is gossip.
You know, somebody else said that at the beginning of the show that I wasn't streaming, of course. And and I think that's a great answer. It's just not right.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay.
All right.
Onward and upward.
Yes, we can do lyrics, though, since you didn't get that right. All right.
Yeah.
And here we go, 1964. And this may be hard, so if I give them to you and you don't get it, we'll let you hear some of the song, all right? Because I realized after after I picked it out that, yeah, I know it really well, but maybe I'm alone. But okay, so... hey, everybody, everybody, have you been informed? Hey, everybody, a new dance has just been born. And I know you can do it too. And then grooving begins to move.
Ooh.
Cause he's got it, she's got it, they've got it, oh, I've got it. So you'd better get it. I mean, and then comes the title. Nothing, huh? All right, well, let me let you hear
nothing.
It. You'll get it when
okay.
you hear it. I know you will. Probably already got it.
Hey, everybody,
everybody,
have you been informed?
Hey, everybody, a new dance has just been born.
All right, so we even gave you a title.
Wow, I didn't know it. No, it sounds so familiar, and of course, sounds a lot like Monkey Time.
Well, and the Matador is done by who did Monkey Time?
I'm trying to. That's what I was trying to remember.
Oh, no.
It wasn't coming into my head.
Oh,
that
man.
Was really
Yeah, because absolutely I figured you'd have gotten it from that. But yeah, Major Lance.
Of course. Okay.
All right. Well, it's rare that I rare that I defeat you on that.
Mine is a terrible thing to lose.
Yeah, but tell me about it. Yes, mine up and left me years ago. All right, Fran, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
That's right. He's got it. She's got it. You got it. I got it. The Matador. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Like I say, I realized afterwards that, that you know, very familiar to me, but probably no one else in the right mind. All right. So we're going to do with Laura in Willowbrook some Sound of Music trivia. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Oh, wait. Hang on a minute.
Mind is enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mind really is going because I just realized it's time for the news. Don't go away. I've got your lyrics.
Go ahead.
We'll do it right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
I let you leave me. I must have been out of my mind. Oh, I was sitting here laughing when I should have been sitting here crying. You know, to me, yeah, like a fool I let you go. You know you can make me so happy, yeah, you would walk back through that door. Now, oh, nightmares has been my bed, baby, ever since you've been gone. I wish that you would bury, yeah, and come back home. Whoa, I didn't ever think that I would hurt now when I saw you leave. I didn't think that I would ever be begging. Whoa, down on my bending knees. Whoa, now, I've learned a lesson, yeah, for doing you wrong. Now, I wish that you would hurry, yeah, and come on back home and let me hear you say it one more time. Now, walk on.
Please come.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? All right. And what does he have in common with the other four that we've played, or the other three that we played, now that I think about it? And we've got one more to go after this, too. So if you know the theme, that's great. But if you know the artist, that's just as good. Tell us that. 888-876-5593. But there's got to be a line available for you, which there isn't right now. So when you hear someone ending the call, you'll know that's a cue for you to dial quickly. All right. 888-876-5593. My question: women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? 888-876-5593. All right, now we're back to Laura from Willowbrook. She doesn't know our question, and she doesn't care about our bumper stumpers, but she wants Sound of Music lyrics trivia. So I've got one for you, but you're so good at all of these that you'll get it right away. Are you ready?
I hope so. Yes, I am.
A prince on a bridge of a castle moat heard.
And you want to know the words or what song it is?
Just what song. I don't need words.
Okay. Lonely Goat Herd.
Absolutely right.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, there you are. There you have it. All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. I knew you'd get it. You probably will get them all. I mean, there's only so many songs, right? So you've memorized
every one
of them. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
well, I guess it's one way to win. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so absolutely right. So we're going to put Laura on hold, and John will confirm her address, and then a line will be available to you. And in the meantime, we will go to Jeff in Homewood. Jeff, how's it going?
Well, okay, how are you?
All right, so we're going to do our usual Seinfeld trivia.
Can I try the open question first?
Absolutely.
How about lie about their age?
No, but that's interesting. I like your answer, but that's not it. All right. In one episode, Jerry agreed to wear a particular article of clothing for an interview with Bryant Gumbel on the Today Show. What was it?
The pirate shirt.
No, it's not. Yes, a puffy shirt. Absolutely right. That's right. Apparently, there was a misunderstanding, and he finally agrees to wear the puffy shirt designed by Kramer's girlfriend, Leslie. All right, so there you have it. It's a puffy shirt. Absolutely right. Hang on, don't go away. All right, yes, the puffy shirt. Okay, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And from what I understand in that, I think that that Bryant Gumbel couldn't stop laughing at the shirt. Obviously, that was in the script, but so there were several storylines going on simultaneously for that. So now, all right, Jeff is right, and let's see, we put Jeff on hold. I think I put Jeff on hold. Well, I will now. All right, so with that in mind, Jeffrey and Alsop's going to take a guess on our trivia question. What do you think, Jeffrey?
I said nagging.
Not nagging. What else you got?
Fall in love.
Nope.
And snoring.
Nope. Nice guesses, though. Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, appreciate I just it. Tried.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
all right. So, yes, that's all well and good. It's just not right. Carol, a first-time caller in New Buffalo. Carol, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
They lie about their age.
It's a nice guess. It's not right.
It's not right.
Got any others?
Okay. Well, we have one more question for you. What is the music that you play at the beginning of your program? Is there a name to it?
Yes. It's the title on the record. It's on Clock Records. It's a 45. The title is Do, 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 Ba, Ah. And it is by, it's true, and it is by Bert Keys.
Okay. What year was that?
65. Oh. About 65,
okay.
I think.
We were around then, me and my husband.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure it's on YouTube because there's one I saw years ago where someone said, this is the opening of the Raleigh James Show. So I'm sure there's others now, but it was on Clock. It was a 45.
And it's on your site.
Oh, it probably is.
On.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It probably is. So there you have it. Oh,
it's pretty crazy.
On the Raleigh Net or on KJ? It might be on KJ.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we really enjoy your show.
Great to have you. Call me again.
All righty. Thanks.
Yeah, and years ago when, I can't think of his name right now. The guy was on Wi-Fi on 92 in Philadelphia for years. The Diamond Mine. Ron Diamond. He used to play a version of that by the Insiders. And same record, not the, same song. Not the original, though. We play Bert Keys, who did a lot of things. Didn't get his just due in music, I don't think, but should. All right. Oh, we're going to do charts, and it's Soraya up late. Hello, Soraya. How are you?
I'm okay, Raleigh. I've been unemployed now since October, so that's why I'm always calling late.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You asked me.
So if you can do it, I mean, unless you're pressed for cash, being unemployed is wonderful.
Well, you know, at my age, I have to cash up my 401k because I'm never going to retire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, me neither. No, I mean, retirement is not even a goal, but I'm certainly jealous of people who can pull it off.
Well, you know, I've enjoyed my 4 months off, and I actually have several interviews lined up. And after, you know, whenever there's a presidential election,
yeah,
it's crazy. So anyway, not why I called. Before we get to the charts, I thought of you. The whole reason I called was I thought of you and us back in the day when I first discovered you, and I'm making a playlist because I'm playing a video game.
Yeah.
It's a long story. But for Shoop with Salt and Peppa, and you knew all the words to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like it. Yeah, you betcha. All right. So, and of course, only on talk shows like this could that ever pay off.
Look, I'm just saying that I've listened to you that long, and it was so cool one night. You absolutely did it on air.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Ooh, you were how like, you doing, baby? No, not you. You, the bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Shoot. Damn, baby, that sounds sexy. Yeah. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness? Ben. Okay, then. Chillin', mindin' my business. Word. Okay, I could go on. But anyway.
That's amazing. You know, and I feel like I've done a great service for your listeners who don't know. But you know it by heart. Yeah. And Salt and Peppa is an amazing group.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and,
they redid redid Linda Lindell. You gotta like that.
Yeah. And again, like, it was funny. I was making my list. I did Kool Moe Dee. I did all this old rap that's based in our old R&B. So it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
all right. So we're going to do 1986, this week in 1986.
Sure, why not?
Right. Yeah, and you'll know them all, and I won't pronounce them right. Okay, and I'll be really true for the
first
one.
I might know them all. You know, probably almost 50. Maybe I've forgotten.
I doubt it. But like I say, I'm looking at the first one. I hope I can pronounce it. Kyrie? It's number one, K-Y-R-I-E.
Oh, Carrie, it's Mr. Mister.
Yes, it is Mr. Mister. I've never heard this song. Okay, number two, I'm afraid I have heard it, and that's really bad. Sarah.
Jefferson Starship, yeah. Or Airplane, or whatever.
Yeah, no, it was Starship at the time, yes. They were only Starship. They dropped Jefferson, but yes. Number
three. By the way, Ellis says hi. She's getting in on the call.
Oh, good. All right, I'll take it. Number three, How Will I Know?
Whitney Houston.
Yes, number four, These Dreams.
Heart, and it's a terrible song.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, yeah. Well, so for you. Number five, Secret Lovers.
Atlantic Star.
Yes. Number six, Silent Running.
Mike and the Mechanics?
Yeah. Seven, The Sweetest Taboo.
Oh, Sade, which yes. is an amazing song, by the way.
Yeah. Number eight, Living in America.
James Brown.
Yes. Number nine, Life in a Northern Town.
Oh, this is an obscure, stupid band. It's like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, let me see if
I don't.
It might be on this computer. I don't guarantee. If it is, I've never played it.
I know the song, Raleigh. You know how to play it. I just don't know the band because it's a stupid. I'm going to tap out.
Well, yeah, wait a minute. What's that? All right. So, I'm indie either. All right. Yes. Life in a Northern Town was by the Dream Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
okay.
Exactly.
Can I finish out the rest of it?
Yes, number 10, King for a Day.
Oh, God. I actually don't know that.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you must. How could you not? All right, let's see. I believe I'll let you hear some of it, and maybe that will come to mind.
Yeah, King for a Day.
Yeah, here's a lovely King for a Day. Starting soon. Yeah, on a jukebox near you. Does it sound familiar?
Not at all, which is crazy.
Well, they did have hits. Obviously, that must not have been... Well, number 10 nationally, so I guess it sort of is a hit. But it was a group that named themselves after comic characters in the Tintin comics. It was the Thompson Twins.
Oh, you know what? Had I been listening vocally, you know what I mean? Like, I was listening to, if I knew it.
Right.
I wasn't listening for the voice. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely it does. Yes.
So, anyway, Raleigh, I appreciate you taking my call. And
well, you got eight of them, so you win. So don't worry about that. You win. But, keep me posted on Job Search 2025.
I will for sure, and I'll call you when I can, because you know what's great about being unemployed? I can sleep my normal biorhythm, so yeah. I'm up late at night.
Excellent. Well, then I expect to hear from you soon. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so.
All right, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thank Bye-bye. You. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll put Soroya on hold and not lose her. They're very good. And Catherine is a first-time caller in Aurora. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
Well, I wanted to venture a guess on the
Women versus men?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. I think it's Gossiping.
It's a wonderful answer. It's not right, but it is a wonderful answer.
It's not. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Well, think about it, because I think it'll be our straggler next week. Call me with some other guesses. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, it's a good deal. Yes, women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? One more bumper to go. We're going to hear it in moments here on WGN Radio.
They say love is really do believe it's true. They say love is a gamble, and I really do believe it's true. Because I tried so long that it's getting me through and through. Well, if love is a gamble, and I know that gambling is a sin. Yes, if love is a gamble, and I know that gambling is a sin. If it takes you down below, then you can say that I'm already in. Some folks call me crazy and say that my mind ain't good. Some folks call me crazy and say that my mind ain't good. Well, I might be crazy, but I know they'd take me if they could.
I'm Raleigh James. So that's your final bumper stumper. I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it. We only have a couple minutes left on the show, and I'll reveal it as well as what the theme was. Yeah, so we've had some fine choices there. Five songs. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, I think Mark from Aurora had a bumper guess. What do you think, Mark?
It's the St. Louis vocalist Gail McCormick.
No.
Is it Joyce Vincent?
No.
Who's the other member of Dawn?
I don't know, but it has nothing to do with Dawn.
Okay. All right. Well, I know where Gail McCormick is from. I don't know how many other St. Louis vocalists I know who I just don't know that they're from St. Louis.
Well, there's a ton of them, including Fontella Bass. But no, I'll tell you because no one's going to get it.
I was about to say Fontella Bass,
right,
too.
Right, exactly. Yes, on Bobbin.
Okay.
But no, I'll tell you what it is because no one's going to get it. It's a woman named Robbie Montgomery.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to listen next time I hear a Joe Cocker song.
Yeah, absolutely. And
Who were some of the artists? Who were some of the other artists you mentioned?
Of what? Well,
that she was backup singer.
Oh,
for.
Yeah, she was backup singer for everybody and their brother. As far as that goes.
Oh.
Several.
All right.
Yeah, she was pretty good, and of course she was an original Iket. But Barbara Streisand, the Rolling Stones, Stevie Wonder. She did.
Was she ever a backup for the Rolling Stones?
Yes, the Rolling Stones. Yes.
Is it the song where it goes shout away?
I could not begin to tell you. She was also a member of the Mirettes, and she was a night tripper for Dr. John and the Night Trippers. Remember Mama Ruth?
Oh,
yeah. So yeah, Robbie Montgomery.
But I'll bet she wasn't in. I'll bet she wasn't in right place, wrong time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No. All right. Good deal. Well, good to talk to you. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye bye.
All right. So indeed, and. Yeah, it was interesting. All right, so with that in mind, before we get to some questions, because we are running out of time, and I don't think anybody's going to get it, what is the theme and what are the songs? Well, I told you Robbie Montgomery did Pee Wee, 1963 on Tina. The original thing we played, Richard Berry, who did Big John. Yeah, the guy who wrote Louie Louie. Richard Berry, Big John, 1955 on RPM. It was Stacy Johnson who did Don't Believe Him, 1964 on Modern. Jimmy Thomas did Hurry and Come Home, 1962 on Sue. And that was Mary Sue, Love is a Gamble, 1952 on Modern. What do they all have in common? Ike Turner wrote every one of those songs. And so that is the deal. Mary Sue was his wife, actually. I think some people say it's his first wife. I think it was actually his third. But nonetheless, he renamed her Bonnie Turner. Turner, of course, his name. But her name had nothing to do with Bonnie. But nonetheless, they got married in about 52. And I think they moved to, like, Tampa. And she ran off with another musician. And I think he divorced her in 55. But Mary Sue as Bonnie Turner, or Bonnie Turner's Love is a Gamble, 1952 on Modern. Yeah, all right. So that is all the bumpers. Now, our trivia guess is going to be held over till next week unless Tubby gets it. So we'll find out. So, Tubby, welcome. How's it going?
You know I'm over here laughing because you know I never call on this I think men lie more than women. They lie all the time.
Yeah, lie like a rug, I'll tell you what, but that's not it.
I tried, Riley.
Yes,
I did
you
try.
Did. And I'm so glad you did. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank
all right.
you.
Pat. Yes, that's right. All right. So the only thing with that is I think we recognize that that's the truth. All right. So now let's see. Dave on the north side wants Flintstones trivia. How's it going, Dave?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. I had several picked out, and now, of course, they've all disappeared. Oh, here we go. We've got a few of them. All right. So in the episode, The Little White Lie, speaking of lie, Fred wins $200 in a poker game, but he had to tell Wilma that he found it. So Wilma runs an ad in the newspaper to locate the owner. What happens next?
What happens next is someone answers the ad. It's like an old lady.
And who is the old lady?
I think her name would be Schimmelstone.
Yeah, let's not worry about it. Tilly Schimmelstone, but who is playing the part of Tilly?
Barney.
Absolutely right. Fred and Barney go to the post office to claim it, and Barney's dressed like the little old lady, and Fred has a mustache on, and Wilma and Betty are at the post office, and she says, oh, you know, the fat one looks a lot like Fred. And Betty says, well, where there's Fred, there's bound to be Barney. And needless to say, Fred had to fess up where he got the money. You're absolutely right, Mrs. Tilly Schimmelstone, it is. All right, hang on, don't go away.
Yeah, thanks for listening to my music. That episode was on last Thursday, about a week ago.
Yeah.
That's why I recognize it.
Very good. Well, and you're paying attention.
Can you play In the Blue of the Night by Big Joe Turner for me?
Yeah. Did you hear the other two that I played last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I called him Tuesday night. And I was like, wow, that's cool.
Okay,
I was surprised back-to-back from one commercial to the other. I was like, hell,
yeah,
that's cool.
Absolutely. I'll play him tomorrow night, I promise. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, I'll call you back because I want you to play other music. Have
okay.
a great day.
Good
Thank
deal. You.
You
too. Yes. And, of course, we also have to play C.C. Rider. I'm saying this mostly for Carol, World's Best Show Prep, since we didn't manage to capture the beginning of the show. But, yeah, we had requests for C.C. Rider. We'll play the Chuck Willis and my favorite version, which, of course, is the Laverne Baker. All right. So let's see. That's it. I'm sorry to James on the South Side, but the show is now officially over. So James, well, we'll probably talk during the week, but sorry, we'll get to World War II next week. It'll still be going on. In the meantime, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do. That's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.